Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we're diving into multifamily operations and management. We've spent the past several weeks covering underwriting, financial analysis, and value-add strategies. Now it's time to talk about operations, how you actually run and manage a multifamily property. Operations are one of the biggest drivers of multifamily performance. You can underwrite a deal perfectly, but if you can't execute operationally, you won't achieve your projected returns. Property management is the foundation of multifamily operations. Good property management increases NOI, improves tenant retention, maintains property condition, and protects your investment. Bad property management destroys value. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about property management and the decision between in-house management and third-party management. The first decision every multifamily investor faces is, should I manage the property myself, hire in-house staff, or hire a third-party property management company? This decision depends on several factors: your experience, your portfolio size, your location relative to the property, your time availability, and your operational capabilities. Let me break down the three options. Self-management means you personally handle all property management responsibilities: leasing, maintenance, rent collection, tenant relations, and accounting. Self-management is most commonly practical for smaller local portfolios. Beyond small portfolios, self-management often becomes increasingly time-intensive and difficult to scale. The advantages of self-management are maximum control, no management fees, and direct tenant relationships. The disadvantages are significant time commitment, limited scalability, lack of systems and processes, compliance risks, and opportunity cost. We don't self-manage. Even for small properties, we believe professional management delivers better results and allows us to focus on acquisitions and investor relations. In-house management means you hire your own property management staff: property manager, leasing agents, maintenance technicians, and administrative staff. In-house management often becomes more viable at larger scale, particularly in concentrated markets where you can achieve operational efficiencies across multiple properties. The advantages of in-house management are direct control over operations, no management fees to third parties, ability to implement your systems and processes, and potential cost savings at scale. The disadvantages are significant overhead costs, hiring and HR responsibilities, training and supervision requirements, compliance and legal risks, and challenges scaling across multiple markets. In-house management requires significant infrastructure, office space, systems, insurance, and administrative support. We don't have in-house management. Our portfolio isn't large enough to justify the overhead, and we operate across multiple markets. Third-party management means you hire a professional property management company to handle all property management responsibilities. Third-party management companies specialize in property management. They have established systems, trained staff, vendor relationships, and economies of scale. The advantages of third-party management are professional expertise, established systems and processes, scalability across markets, reduced liability, and no HR responsibilities. The disadvantages are management fees, less direct control, potential misalignment of incentives, and variable quality across management companies. We use third-party property management for all our properties. We believe professional management delivers better results, allows us to scale across markets, and lets us focus on our core competencies, acquisitions and asset management. Third-party property management fees typically range from 3% to 5% of collected rents for multifamily properties, though this varies by market, property size, service level, and asset class. The fee structure usually includes a base management fee as a percentage of collected rents, leasing fees for new leases and renewals, and sometimes additional fees for construction management or special projects. For example, a 100-unit property with $1,000 average rent and a 4% management fee would pay $4,000 per month or $48,000 per year in management fees. That might seem expensive, but effective property management can materially improve operational performance through higher occupancy, better rent collection, lower turnover, and reduced expenses. We budget 4% to 5% of collected rents for property management. We view this as a necessary investment that delivers value. Not all property management companies are created equal. Selecting the right property management company is critical. Here's what we look for when evaluating property management companies. First, experience with similar properties. We want a management company that specializes in multifamily properties similar to ours. Class B workforce housing with 50 to 200 units. Second, local market knowledge. We want a management company that knows the local market, understands local regulations, and has established vendor relationships. Third, systems and technology. We want a management company that uses modern property management software, has online rent payment, provides real-time reporting, and maintains strong resident communication tools. Fourth, financial controls. We want a management company with strong financial controls, segregated accounts, and regular reporting. Fifth, maintenance capabilities. We want a management company with in-house maintenance staff or established vendor relationships. Sixth, leasing and marketing capabilities. We want a management company with professional leasing staff and effective marketing strategies. Seventh, communication and reporting. We want a management company that communicates proactively, provides detailed monthly reports, and maintains transparency around property performance. Eighth, references and track record. We want to speak with other owners who use the management company and verify their performance. We interview multiple property management companies before making a decision. We check references, review their systems, and verify their track record. The property management agreement defines the relationship between the owner and the property management company. Key terms in a property management agreement include management fee structure, term and termination provisions, scope of services, authority and approval limits, reporting requirements, insurance requirements, and fee splits for leasing and renewals. We negotiate property management agreements carefully. We want clear terms, reasonable fees, and appropriate controls. One critical provision is approval authority. We typically require management company approval for expenditures above a certain threshold, usually $2,500 to $5,000. This ensures we maintain control over significant expenses while allowing the management company to handle day-to-day operations efficiently. Even with third-party management, you need active asset management. Asset management is the owner's responsibility to oversee property performance, monitor the management company, and make strategic decisions. Asset management responsibilities include reviewing monthly financial reports, monitoring occupancy and rent growth, approving capital expenditures, reviewing and approving budgets, conducting property inspections, and making strategic decisions about renovations, rent increases, and capital improvements. We're active asset managers. We review monthly reports, conduct quarterly property visits, and maintain regular communication with our property management companies. We don't micromanage, but we stay informed and engaged. We trust our property managers to handle day-to-day operations, but we verify performance and hold them accountable. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with property management. First, trying to self-manage properties that are too large or too far away. Self-management doesn't scale beyond small local portfolios. Second, selecting the lowest cost management providers. The lowest cost management providers may not deliver the operational quality needed to maximize property performance. Third, not checking references. Always speak with other owners who use the management company. Fourth, not reading the management agreement carefully. Understand the terms, fees, and termination provisions. Fifth, being a passive owner. Even with professional management, you need to stay engaged and monitor performance. Sixth, not visiting the property regularly. You need to see the property condition and meet the management team. Seventh, not holding the management company accountable. If performance is poor, address it or change management companies. Our approach to property management is professional and systematic. We use third-party property management for all our properties. We select management companies carefully based on experience, systems, and track record. We negotiate clear management agreements with reasonable fees and appropriate controls. We're active asset managers. We review monthly reports, conduct quarterly property visits, and maintain regular communication with our management companies. We hold our management companies accountable for performance. We track occupancy, rent growth, expenses, and tenant retention. And we're willing to change management companies if performance doesn't meet expectations. We've made changes on several properties when performance was poor, and in each case, the new management company improved results. Property management requires ongoing oversight and active asset management. Let me close with this. Property management is the foundation of multifamily operations. Good property management increases NOI and protects your investment. Bad property management destroys value. The three options are self-management, in-house management, and third-party management. Self-management is most commonly practical for smaller local portfolios. In-house management often becomes more viable at larger scale, particularly in concentrated markets. Third-party management is the best option for most investors. Third-party property management fees typically range from 3% to 5% of collected rents, varying by market, property size, service level, and asset class. Effective property management can materially improve operational performance. Select property management companies carefully based on experience, systems, and track record. Check references and review the management agreement carefully. Even with third-party management, you need active asset management. Review monthly reports, conduct property visits, and hold your management company accountable. We use third-party property management and active asset management. This approach allows us to scale across markets while maintaining control and accountability. Tomorrow, we're talking about leasing strategy and tenant retention. We'll cover how to attract quality tenants, reduce turnover, and maximize occupancy. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.